everybody. We're back with another episode of Off-Centered Outdoors Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Dockstetter, along with my cohort. What's your name today?
That's the same as it was, except for it's the freezing barefoot animal stuffing midget moron from Ojai.
Yeah, it's a little nipply in here today.
Yeah, it's a balmy 36, I think.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to manage.
I don't know, and it's California and all that even.
Right.
And it's still a balmy
36. It doesn't get 36 in Southern California. I don't know what you're talking about.
Once again, yeah. You stumped me.
You know, we ride our surfboards to work. And
that's it.
It's always 70.
And we got to fire up the heater, but if you notice the back of this vest, this is a survivor from last year's heater incident. So we're a little bit, Matt's a little comprehensive.
Apprehensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, man, this.
We don't have workman's comp around here.
Well, we do have the Dipsy Dumpster insurance yeah. policy.
Uh-huh.
You get hurt in my shop, your body and parts go in the dumpster.
We'll take care of you, Butch style. We'll roll you up in the carpet and throw you in the river.
No, he doesn't roll in carpet, he said. If you go in the barrel or whatever. Yeah. What did he say that time? Oh, we don't break their legs. We just do this other thing. Oh, wait. I'm not supposed to talk about that.
Yeah, this is all hypothetical, of course.
Oh, boy. Well.
Another week has passed.
And we lost a legend.
Yeah, that's started off on a somber note today, but it is what it is. As you may remember us talking about, we were going to, I think we talked about it on the cast.
It may have been
afterwards, but I don't remember anymore. But we were going to go try to sit down with our good friend Howard and relive some of his historical hunting trips.
But it's too late.
Yep, unfortunately, combination of age and
cancer
has taken another one. So
yeah. And, you know, he was, I think, well, he was definitely one of the greatest hunters of all time. I mean, it's hard for you people. You know, Matt was fortunate enough
mm-hmm.
to get to go to Howard. I mean, you can't even almost describe Howard's place.
Huh? No, it's definitely something else. You hear about guys with these collections of different animals and it's nothing until you actually see somebody that has one.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the most diverse and impressive collections of game from throughout the world.
Yeah, but mostly, you know, look at his, like Richard said, he goes, I think this is the utmost deer thing he's ever seen anywhere.
For sure.
His deer alone, you know.
His deer room alone is insane. And his overflow trash garage is
Trash garage. You guys would just I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
Remember that one buck I redid for him that from Tahone that
mm-hmm.
oh that shit that just sits by the Mercedes or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And them frickin' 400 point elk from you name mm-hmm. it, you know.
Yeah, he did it all before you could go pay the money to go sit in front of a car.
That's the main thing.
Yeah.
His trips were unbelievable. So, like,
yeah,
adventures you can't do anymore. It's like you read in the books.
Yeah, they were the...
From the last, you know...
The real DIY thing. They weren't how our current day DIYers do it.
No. Remember he was telling us about his desert sheep?
Mm-hmm.
We got to remount that one.
Yeah.
And, he was in the REOs for, 39 days, eating tortillas and beans?
Tortillas and beans.
And mules and horses, yeah. And then, how about the elephant incident?
Yeah.
Was that when the Mamba attack, or was that that mountain in Yala?
I don't remember. Honestly, he told so many stories that day, it was hard to...
Well, one day he learned the important safety tip about the black Mamba.
Yeah.
They're not black, they're gray.
Yeah.
It's an important safety tip.
Yeah, the inside of their mouth is black.
Yep. Remember he said they knocked him over and were looking at him up and down
because
they thought he had like 7 seconds to live or whatever
the fuck it was. Make sure he didn't get got.
And then that elephant. Oh, crap, yeah. Man.
Elephants coming crashing down at your feet. And
it really literally crashed. I mean, you hear stories like this, but this, he didn't have to make them up because it was true.
He's got the pictures to back most of them.
Remember
up
he here. Said he had the two giant bullets in his mouth? Uh-huh. And that one's coming and he's trying to hit right here. And
uh-huh.
Rip the teeth right out of that son of a bitch. It hit so hard.
Yeah, he's definitely was an amazing man, and I feel lucky to have met him, and even just to have been a slight blip on his radar.
And remember last time what was sad? Remember the lesson he was trying to tell us? He says, you know, when you're, it's always far away.
Mm-hmm.
Always the, you know what, someday you won't be able to hunt anymore, and
yeah.
What was that last hunt? We did that European elk for him, I think. Mm-hmm. That and even that one was like four something.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that was it, and he didn't know it, you know. And then all of a sudden, then you look up, and there it is. It's the end, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never know when your last one is. So,
and then that was the last time we saw him.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know.
So yeah, make sure you make them count, everybody. I mean, it's not just your hunting. That's just a small part of it. Make sure everybody knows how you feel.
Really,
the good and the bad.
Really, really, and it's stupid to say, but you got to live every day because you know.
Absolutely.
See, we all have expectations of waking up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
but there's really no guarantees, so you don't know.
Yeah, you never know when the rug's going to get pulled out from under you, unfortunately.
And then we sweat all the small stuff because humans, that's what we do.
Absolutely.
But, I don't know. And then Friday, we had Rick on the Tuesday, mm-hmm. Friday thing.
Yeah.
That, we had a great time with Rick.
Yep, that went live this morning, so last week, as you're watching.
Yeah. What a
great episode.
Oh, that's right. Well, forget it. If you don't know me by now, then I don't know what to tell you.
Chuck lives in a permanent time machine. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm in a time warp, you know, at all times.
Uh-huh. But no, that was a great conversation we had with Rick. I can't wait to have him on again and do a part. Well, I guess it'd technically be a part three since he was on via telephone once.
Yeah, but nothing like this.
No, you can't.
And we were just getting started back then.
Yeah.
We could go two more hours.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, our listener couldn't hang with us that long, I don't think, though.
I got a call from one of the three listeners.
Oh, nice.
The kid.
Yeah.
And he's coming to the circus.
That's awesome.
And he says, so I hear you don't like mountain birds, or it don't want, you know. And I says, yeah, that's kind of true.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, God, I really want to learn birds. Will you teach me? And I said, yeah, I'll teach you.
Yeah.
I said, you know, they just said I got no use for them. Didn't say I didn't know how to do one. You know, I do an okay bird if when I, you know,
mm-hmm.
when I want to.
No, for sure.
I just didn't want to. Well, now I kind of want to anyway. That's what I told him.
Yeah.
He goes, you confuse me. I go, uh-huh. yeah, well, it's okay, dude.
Yeah.
I got a couple chickens in the freezer that I can,
there you go.
Literally,
yeah.
Roosters that we can practice on.
Perfect.
So remember how Rick was talking about standards?
Mm-hmm.
How do you have a standard when there's no standards?
Yeah.
I get a call. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Sorry, Matt. I always, poor Matt, I talk and he gets punished, you know? And
I'm used to it. I'm married.
Yeah. I've been married twice. Yeah, oh, shit. That. We'll never break him.
Yeah, we all get a practice one.
Oh, sorry. That was a married joke. You know. Anyway, I get a call from one of our colleagues who does wholesale work.
Ah.
Just spitting upside down, right side up, left side. And he's telling me the story. And I just couldn't help think about what Rick said.
Because
he's explaining to me, he brings these piece of shits. They were already piece of shits, okay?
Yeah.
So he's trying to tell the guy, look, you don't want to do it that way we need to use, and so he has no credibility. He says, we need to use something to scale.
Mm-hmm.
So we might need to use a different part from the same kind of animal, but smaller.
Yeah.
And then we'll paint it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's going to look really stupid, you know?
Yeah.
And then the guy starts bitching about how he's putting everything together. And, you can't use Bondo, that's all old, and blah, blah, blah. And then he says, well, how do you attach this? And he goes, well, I use this. And he goes, oh, no, I use a mechanical system.
Oh, okay.
Like, what the fuck's a mechanical system, right? A mechanical bond. And it turns out it involves Bondo.
Huh.
So on the one end, okay, back here you're not allowed to use Bondo.
Yeah.
But up here you can use Bondo, and I'm thinking, even for this guy, because if later on when I tell you who it is, you're going to go, what the fuck? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And he's going, dude, what's this fucking guy's malfunction? He says, I told him to take his shit, and guess what? You can shove it up your ass, or I don't know if he said that.
Nice.
That's what I would have said. But
yeah.
Said, you can, you're so goddamn good, why aren't you doing them yourself?
Well, oh, heck, you know. Yeah.
What the fuck? But that made me think about what Rick said. So you judge these standards,
mm-hmm.
and there are none.
Yeah.
You know? And then this system is bad because it's old, but then you can do it over here.
Yeah.
And it, I don't even think they hear themselves. What the fuck they're saying, you know?
No, I don't think so. It's one of those do as I say, not as I see you do, even though it's the same thing kind of deals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then it got even worse. He goes, listen, I'm going to tell you why this and that. Oh, my God. It was fucking great.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great. You know, another Mike Frazier.
Yeah.
It wasn't Mike, so, but, you know. that's why you end up by yourself, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
With one customer. Hey, I see the something over here. Wait a minute. Let me think.
Right.
Your right shoulder?
Yeah.
There?
Yep. One of my top secret projects is coming to fruition today.
Uh-huh.
Might have both of them here to work on a little bit, so we'll see how it goes.
I thought I saw one laying out in the front.
Yep.
Speaking of top secret, I re-poured the, I didn't. Shay did the mold again yesterday.
Nice.
For the other top secret, and then I took it in the house.
Perfect.
This time we changed the, remember what we talk about, like you shouldn't really say fail?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
We failed at the first time, but we didn't really fail. Well, I guess we did, because it didn't work.
No, you learned what not to do.
Yeah, so this time, instead of doing it in one mold, I made two molds,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, then I took it in where it's warm, because apparently it says right on the box, must be used in 102 degree balmy California weather.
Yeah.
Or not on the, or in the bucket or whatever.
Not in the almost freezing shop.
Right. Actually, it is probably freezing here, because that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
In the sun, it's 36 or whatever.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily the sun. It's outside.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I know what you're saying. It's damn close to freezing in the shop. I imagine my shop is pretty close as well.
You know what I mean? Amazing. I bitch about this place. Not bitch, but I say, oh, blah, 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 and then I forget, man, you're in the same freaking situation.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you's got a door and everything.
Yeah.
I keep thinking, because Matt has a door, he has...
No, it doesn't make it any better, unfortunately.
Technically, I guess I have a door, but one of them's got holes, like big slats.
Yeah.
And then the other one just never closes. Right?
Yeah.
Because we never close.
Never.
So, I sent a gift off to... I didn't. Got nothing to do with it. Luckily, we have wives, as you said.
Yeah.
Sent something over to the boss, you know.
Oh, good.
And we try to keep it a surprise, and then Cindy ran the guy off yesterday. Because she didn't know. I didn't order nothing. What the fuck? Blah, blah, blah. Why? Well, she didn't say it that way.
Well, you don't know.
Well, maybe not. I don't know. I don't. And so we finally got him his things. He's been, you know.
Nice.
You know, to quote someone else, bitching about. So mm-hmm. This whole time. And Stassi sent me the... mailed the thing, allegedly.
Oh, good.
Said it's on a turnip truck. Now, what scares me about that is, if you guys knew Stassi, and some of you may have met him at the last show, when he says a turnip truck, it may be on a turnip truck. Could be. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Steve, I got a box I need to send him either later this week or beginning of next. We'll see when he gets it. He may have contracted some work out.
Yeah. Well, I heard. Oh, never mind. It doesn't matter.
I got to get a McKenzie box to put them in, though.
Absolutely. We should make up you need to make up that deer skull thing on your own box.
Yeah.
The Matt Dockstader signature change out heads.
There you go.
Man, we're going to need a pile of those.
Yeah.
I just got the hay and grain guy's stuff in. Said I can do whatever I want.
Ooh, nice.
So Kelsey didn't have anything. I mean, if that was her name. Sorry. So I'm going to do that thing we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
One right and one left. And my Chuck Testa signature Mohawk rock, you know.
There you go.
With the Mohawk on it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of him, I need to call him today and order a box of rocks.
Already?
I don't have any.
I got a little bit.
I'm fresh out. That's not enough. It's another top secret project that you're not even privy to.
Well, you should have let me know.
We're going to need it anyways. It doesn't matter.
I think next year we're going to have to buy four or I don't know, because I brought home three this year.
Yeah.
And that isn't really that
on
much.
On the plus side, he doesn't charge shipping yet. So it's still the same price, no matter if we bring it home or if he sends it to us.
But didn't we get a shop discount?
No, there might have been.
I mean, not a shop, discount.
Yeah, I think there was a little show discount, but it's not much.
And then I was thinking, when I'm doing that, remember one last week? Was it last week? I was cutting up them things when you were here.
Mm-hmm.
I was going, I wonder, is it an advantage to have it whole? Or does it matter?
Yeah, I don't know. This is probably one of those
potato.
Yeah.
Except for a couple of the pieces that were whole,
mm-hmm.
I plugged them right into the one side. So
no, for sure. I'm sure both ways have their advantages. I mean, if they come broken already, you necessarily don't have to spend as much time breaking them.
Yeah. But hey, Mohawk guy, you're gonna get a really good new customer here, I think, for real.
Yeah.
Because Fred was going, blah, 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 up, you know, we're, you know. I go, dude, man.
Yeah.
I go, you got to quit making them. Well, he's ready to quit making them that other way.
Oh, yeah.
I never could get in. I think there was one up in the archives I showed you I did back in the day, but it was a little bit complicated.
Yeah.
And you know me and complicated. Sometimes I remind myself of Carter on Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah.
When he's mixing the bomb, and then he goes, and then you see the smoke come out of the tunnel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you should look up Hogan's Heroes, because it's freaking hilarious. Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, no, there's a couple other projects that I may have taken myself upon that I don't need to do, but we do have places we're going.
I got you.
May need some stuff done.
I'm excited about the places we may be going. Cause so far, it pretty much looks like we're committed.
Oh,
so
we are committed and should be committed, I'm pretty sure.
That's my line. You took it from me.
I must have got it from somewhere.
Yep. When the guy, I said, I'm sorry I can't go because I'm committed to something else. He goes, you should be committed.
Uh-huh.
I go, oh, thank you.
But no, it is.
Was way back.
Yeah, it is circus season, so we do have a few projects that we have to do for personal reasons. Yeah, I got to come up with a something to put that other top secret thing on too. I haven't figured that part out yet.
Dude.
Hmm.
Hit the reset button.
Sorry for all the vagueness.
It may be the last show, right?
Oh, the world show, yeah.
Really might be.
Yeah.
So I suggest, like Pa said, everybody's got to go to one circus just to experience
it. If you can go, you might as well go.
Yeah.
Even if it's just take a walk through and see a couple
faces. Well, you got to see the vendor. I mean, they're...
I can imagine.
It makes our big vendor area at our show look like...
Yeah, well, it's a little grander stage.
And you know what we ought to do? We ought to do what we did last World Show. Me and Ed Rue,
mm-hmm.
Stassi, and Mike's daughter went to.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring the... If we drive, we'll bring the famous wagon now. And we'll walk through that vendor area on teardown day. And we'll get donations for our show.
There you go.
No, I mean, we got some good shit.
I like that.
And that guy from Van Dyke is going, you want me to give you this for free?
Yeah.
I go, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
They go, well, it's not really for me. It's for the show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And old Ed Harvey Moore, he goes, you're telling me you want me to give you this jaw set? Yeah, I do. You know?
Yeah.
I said, I'll save you from putting it in the box.
Mm-hmm.
He says, all they got to do is throw it in the box. I go, well, if you're throwing it, just throw it over into this box.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the look on his face. But me and Ed were, you guys never met Ed Rude, but we were unapologetic, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Because we had nothing to lose.
Yeah, what's the worst they're going to say is no?
No, and we had that thing freaking packed, dude. Nice. We even had a tub of the coveted relish that we can't stand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The spackle.
Uh-huh.
You can glue hides with it, or you can, like, repair your front wall with it.
Multitasking.
Know? That's it. No, it, but we're actually, one reason we're going, the main reason, is because Rudy's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And probably Travis. And when you say the camaraderie, it's, you make friends.
Oh, absolutely.
I sometimes feel like it's almost like the army a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I imagine like my unit was, you know, not my real unit, the other pretend unit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, that, you've got to go become the world champion coyote cartoon taxidermist.
Absolutely. Year, so. But I am making another project.
Yeah. Yeah, that you are.
The one that I just may have said that I had to redo.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other challenge is going to be the other end of it. So I got the... Because you can't use Bondo on the back end.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I can use it on the front, I found out.
Yeah.
But not the back.
It's got to be mechanical Bondo.
God. You know, I felt so bad for that guy. And you know, I get in trouble. I'll take the hit. Like the ballerina comment I made by accident,
uh-huh.
You know. But it didn't make it less true
on
some of them people that just take the mount from show to show, you know. Mm-hmm. Remember what Rick said? Used to not be able to take it all over the world. Used to have to do a new piece for every
circus. That's how it should be. I mean,
yeah.
You can only see the same bear in a honey jar so many times before you kind of get the deal here.
And remember what I was talking about? Guys will do what they're comfortable, which, who blames them, right? Mm-hmm. Because why not? You got a system, and it works, and it's your favorite, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they only would, and you could have seen it when you probably started competing, when some of the old guys were there that, you know,
mm-hmm.
took their toys and went home.
Yeah.
And they always mount this
mm-hmm.
every time. It's always this bird or this animal or this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's Rick. I can put it on Rick. Rick said there's no, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, the only thing you ever mount?
Yeah.
Seriously.
No, you know? Absolutely.
And that's when I said, you know, what the f-? Even, I had to, sometimes you got to take your own advice.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, when I was talking to Tom, I said, yeah, do something else, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I know you do this, and you like to, but you've accomplished so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just do something else.
Yeah.
I don't know what else, you know? Look what John, our artist, is doing.
Mm-hmm.
There may be check test of Christmas ornaments next year or something. Did you see that on the thing? Yeah. Coming to a Christmas tree near you, my ugly face. But when we met him, he was making whatever, and now he's somehow branched into this art thing, and he's getting, you know. Because when you're really an artist, in my opinion, you never stop growing, you know what
absolutely.
I mean? And if you don't push yourself, you know, like God, I wish we could talk. Well, if I talk like Rick, I wouldn't be me.
Yeah. So,
you know what I mean? But he can just explain everything.
Yeah.
Like you go, oh, yeah, dude, that's what I was trying to say, man. I got to remember that line. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But yeah, no, it's easy to, if you're doing the same thing over and over again, to get stuck in a rut, or at least feel like you're stuck in a rut. And maybe you should feel that way if you're doing the same thing over and over again.
Well, the thing is how do you expand and grow?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And God, his old thing about the standard thing was amazing, because I never heard his pitch before.
Yeah.
I mean, we know his pitch about they're already out of business, because we know that.
Yeah.
You know, and then that's been part of my, well, that's Mike's deal too.
Yeah.
You know? And even with the sad part of the suicide part, he goes, you'd rather throw a rope over the beam than why not just do your work?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
Nope.
And maybe I'm grateful that I don't understand.
Yeah, I think you're probably better off that way.
Yeah, but the unplugging the freezer, like you said, Mike says that some of them move every 5 years, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then they start over. And, you know, we know a guy who's in somewhere else now. Whatever his name was, that was in
that other place.
Well, I'm trying to think of where the fuck he was. Was he where the Santoro were, that place, or somewhere up there?
I don't know. There's been quite a few people that moved on to different places, thinking they're heading to greener pastures.
I think they're just running.
Well, maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
So the one guy got his pig back, our customer that came to the show.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and he said he pretty sure it's his pig. You know? But how do you tell a black pig from a black pig?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I saw that poor guy on the... And I usually don't do this, you know, but Wendy showed me some turkey. The guy waited 2 years on Facebook. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, my goodness. And then I didn't even know what to suggest, because I know what I would do if he brought it here that we could fix it.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't know why a guy would hand over something with a couple of flaws that it had. Because, and this is another reason we don't... Well, Matt can post pictures of his deer because they're that good, but Chucky doesn't post because I just don't. I probably wouldn't post.
Yeah.
I don't post much of anything, actually. Thing is, you're going to find, you know, things, right? But this had things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, because there's ooics that are illegitimate.
Yeah.
That people like to, you know, cap on their... And again, what standards? I'm going to be stuck on that for a while, and I'm not even going to be apologetic for it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then there's real defects that are not okay to, like, how many times have you told me, do it over, you know?
Yeah.
And I even knew to do it over, but I just didn't want to because I was a punk. But I go, no, you have to, because we can't.
Yeah. No, if you're going to say the word again, you're going to hold yourself to a standard, you got to meet it.
Oh! Mr. Carter, thanks for reminding me. Along that lines of what I was talking about earlier. So the guy's capping on our friend, saying, well, you're not that good, yada, 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 right? And then he said something like every once in a while, you know, even Mikey would say something profound.
Yeah.
Right? And he says, look, I'm like everybody else that's any good. In any given week, I produce a couple mounts that are ribbon hangers, and some of them are crappy because they're just crappy specimens, and most of them are okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really kind of true.
Yeah.
He says, so, you know, shut up, you know?
Yeah. Right? No, absolutely. Absolutely. You've got to accept reality, but always strive for the best.
Well, he does. His work's clean and tidy and all that, you know? And it is commercial, you know? I mean, like, again, what standard? Like, God damn, thank you, Rick. I appreciate that so much because it really, it took a lot of the, I don't know what it took away from me, but everybody thinks they're standards and they have none.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, never mind. It's like politicians or something. They people spew their moral thing and then you find out that they got pictures of Mitch McConnell with the rabbits or something, you know.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. That's probably the mild version according to my inside sources. So,
to each their own, I suppose.
Dude, I don't even talk to that guy when I can. I mean, he's one of my closest friends, and I get more freaked out every time because, Well, what's scary is, you know how it is. You used to think he's full of shit. It can't be that bad, but it's that bad. There, you know, it's almost like the Roman times because it just goes and goes and goes, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately.
Yeah.
And blah, 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 you know.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I try not to, you know, I just be me because.
Who else could you be?
No. Wendy made me put on my sandals because it was cold.
Yeah.
And I'm figuring out, how does that help?
It keeps the bottom of your feet warm, I guess. Oh,
I guess so.
I don't know.
Man, count that. Look at all them X's on there.
Yep.
It's only, this is the last Tuesday, no, second to the last Tuesday. See that question mark on there? You know what that's for? My corn burrito delivery.
Ah.
I got, never trust my measurements.
Yeah.
I was looking for, like, the perfect corn burrito tupper.
Uh-huh.
Like, I want to do... I had the perfect bucket at the... In fact, they probably... I should watch when they take it out. I bet it's the same bucket
from
30 years ago. They don't make, for some reason... You know how when they have a product that really works good?
Mm-hmm.
So they fix it
and
don't make it no more. Or they change it. So I had to order vintage Tupperware. And I see this thing and it says 14, right? By whatever. So I'm thinking 14 this way. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean this way. Sorry. See, I already fucked it up.
Either way.
Well, that was what it ended up being. I want a 14 long, you know, it was 6 inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
No, 6 wide. Because that's if you measure a tortilla, they're like average 5 and something.
Yeah.
Right, and then you roll it up, and it's 6. And then 4 inches tall.
Okay.
And I go, that's 2 rows, and that's X amount, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if I get a couple of these, so I order it, it's like $30 because it's vintage Tupperware from the 70s. And it comes in, and it's 14 inches the wrong way. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah, the width was only 4 inches or something.
I got you. The 4 and the 6 were crossed.
Something.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I got you.
That is my cut. See, I can't even say it right, let alone order it. But then last night I did an experiment, and I can put on that one, I can put 2 rows this way, but only, never mind. I'm already getting a headache.
Yeah.
But back in the corn burrito business, man.
Well, good.
Mm-hmm. You got gypped last year.
That's all right.
Not on purpose. I don't even know what happened. What happened?
I think we ended up canceling the day I was supposed to come down when you did them or something. I don't remember. It's been a whole year ago.
Yeah. Well, if I could just be like the other people that come here and get my cart. Like John DeResta says, Tamales!
Yep.
Oh, remember Taco Bell had the Enchirito? Mm-hmm. Dude, I got it.
Yeah, you've said that.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
You said that multiple times. Not to stop you. I mean, whatever.
No, you should stop me because I get apparently, I only know like three things at a time.
Yeah, well, they can only listen to the same podcast so many times in a row, I suppose.
But we just found out the best news ever. And this means this cynically.
Ah.
Apparently, there's a reality shows, with real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then there's these super, super duper real estate people, high end. Well, apparently the Beverly Hills real estate people are opening a satellite real estate in Ojai.
Ah.
And they're bringing a reality show out here. And they've announced to the world that Ojai is an unknown gem or something. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Not.
There's worse problems they have, I suppose.
Well, here's what I was thinking. Maybe, somehow, them high-end guys will move in. But they'll probably, they never use their taxidermists in their town. They'll have to go to Bakersfield.
Yeah.
To the unknown comic.
Or something.
That was a hidden message.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
See if you can put it all together.
I smell what you're stepping in.
Yeah. I think you already know. So send your cards and letters to Jeff_Vader.
I wonder if he actually gets any messages.
I don't think so, because I'm sure we hear about it.
We might. I don't know.
But, boy, I felt so bad with Rick. So Rick texts me Saturday and says, thank blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, texts me Friday, but I didn't see,
Yeah.
So I respond, as I do some other time. And he says, they got nothing. Sorry, I'm telling this for you guys. Matt's already heard the story. They had no plans, so I gave him a suggestion.
Yeah.
And then he said, wow. And then he said, can't you go? And I said, oh. And, I told him, I said, I didn't really think this through. because it involved Jeff. Yeah. I mean, no offense to Jeff, but that was their visit, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But I said, okay, I'm going to do this. If you do come out again, Matt and I'll coordinate some stuff to do with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Heck yeah.
Separate. Like we kind of did with the podcast, because if I didn't make the plans with Rick separate.
Yeah.
You know,
we would have been hurrying up trying to squeeze it in yesterday.
Yeah. And then he said, boy, Kathleen, I found out where the A went. So now I understand.
Yeah.
I had to go back to school. Oh, did you see on Facebook where they were written, I will not, whatever, 500?
Yeah.
I go, God, does that bring back traumatic memories for me?
Uh-huh.
I will not spell denominator wrong. It was probably spelled wrong on every... I think I had to write it 1,000 times or something. And everything was spelled in. And none looks at it and goes, the fuck, I give up.
Yeah.
Thank God,
Yeah.
But she still was pretty, So... Yeah, Rick never, blew my mind. I mean, we know him so well, and I just realized we never recorded together before. Like,
Yeah.
And it had a whole different energy.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
So that's our goal. We keep saying that, but
to
get more guests, now we had two. We were on a roll, just one in a row.
Now it's a real roll.
Now it's a real roll.
Yeah.
And also, when we get the phone on.
Yeah, I need to find that eighth day. You'd think it'd be easy to just go buy a cord. You'd be surprised.
No, I'm not surprised. Because who taught you?
Yeah, well.
I mean,
That's a valid argument.
It is. Because what is I'm supposed to do, whatever. And, Finally, what happens is Shay gets her tools for your birthday.
Yeah.
Because we needed a new whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like you said, you'd think, whatever.
Yeah.
But you just, every day we get involved in 5,000 things here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I really appreciated what Rick's, that made me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It's See, I don't want to talk about, well, I'm going to, here I am, it's too late. What Rick said, you don't want to, like, you know, promote yourself, but what he said about coming in here and it being different every time, that's a ribbon right there.
Oh, heck
in
yeah.
A different way. You
absolutely.
Know, it's a ribbon because he goes all over the world and all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And stays multiple places, you know, and sees many, many shops.
Yeah.
And he was, like, stunned again. Because you never know. What did he say? On every given day, you come in and there's 50,000 things.
Uh-huh.
Then you come back and it's empty. Then you come back and it's full.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come back and it's empty again. He says, that tells me X, Y, and Z.
Yep.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And picking up the eye thing, that was a good thing in setting it down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I was talking to Pa about it, and Rick says, maybe they don't have the money. He says, no, they just don't, for whatever reason, they just can't get past what it is, you know, it's like some roadblock. You order one set of eyes, one set of ear liners, and one mannequin.
Oh, yeah. No, most people just order for application. I mean, there's some things I still do, too, but... Yeah, no, it's definitely better to have all your crap on hand.
Well, yeah, you can't order. I mean, like you said, sometimes you didn't even need to apologize. I understand. Sometimes you gotta order this that.
No, absolutely.
And now we're really mixing and matching, and then like Pa said, well, it don't matter. They all the armatures came from the same guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
You know, except for Denny stuff, but like Denny says, well, they're not real.
So yeah.
What difference? And we can quote him because he said it, so it's not talking shit. But,
yeah, absolutely. Well, Chucky.
What?
We're at the 45-minute mark.
No, we're not.
Well, 42, so it's close.
What?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No, we've been chattering the same old bullshit for 45
I don't think it's
minutes.
The same old, though.
No, yeah, no, you know what I mean.
And, it's similar.
No, it's...
But, you know, but, you know what I mean? It's similar, but we'll... It's called a broken record. I'll do the broken record thing till you finally hear it. You know?
No, sometimes it takes more than once to get your message across.
Well, I'm not allowed, you know... Well, they're not here, like when Mike hit me that time.
Yeah.
Remember we were talking about that, too? It's really true, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, well, Matt, I guess this'll air
this'll
the Tuesday before Christmas.
Yeah.
So I wonder. Oh, there is no next week.
There's always a next week.
You're coming to get your. That's why the question mark. Also, we'll do a real day after Christmas show because it'll be after Christmas when it drops, right?
Yeah. Allegedly. Yeah, it'd be right there somewhere. I may not. Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I'm hoping that my granddaughter will walk in. Oh, no, she won't because she won't be here. Never mind.
But no,
I'm so screwed up.
We'll record one more before I lose my sunglasses.
Anyway.
We'll do one more before Christmas. And, it'll...
Yeah, and then if you get a chance to... there's a book called Greatest Sheep Hunters or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Howard's in a couple of those books.
Nice.
You know, you might...
I'll have to look that up.
Well, I got one here.
Oh, well, there you go.
I happen to have autographs
of
sheep in that book from several people that I mounted those
sheep
for.
I didn't know sheep could autograph.
They do. Well, you know, with what they cost, they ought to be able to do a lot of things.
No doubt.
Except for, like I said, when you get in a 700, whatever that club is, you know. And, because, you know, people, like, it's kind of funny. Let me just say this, because... When you're not supposed to talk about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, for me, I get in some weird shit.
Yep.
And I've done many sheep of, like, the first one here and the biggest one there. And just because I don't specialize, you know.
Yeah.
But, so now I got, he signed it nicely for me.
That's awesome.
The other guy did. And then you can look up in the book. Just look up the Boone and Crockett book. You'll see his name.
Oh, heck yeah.
Everywhere.
Yep.
And not just in deer. It'll be everywhere.
Yeah. All the flavors of deer, all the elk, all the everything.
He had the number one antelope, like, for the longest time.
I'm not surprised in the least bit.
Yeah. And you know what? Because he knew how to burn a tag, too. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He was... And then remember... I got to tell this last story. I've told it before. But in memory of Howard, the best story, because this shows you how his character... Because remember how he said, I've always been lucky my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was luck or that he was just worked hard. Because you know how the harder we work, the luckier we get.
Yeah,
or
something like that. You make your own luck.
But remember that there was one time when he was hunting with the Muley Crazy guys in Arizona, wherever the
mm-hmm.
famous place is.
Yeah.
You know, and then the kid that he always hunted with, this one kid, was his own guide. And he said, geez, Howard, that buck's like a 190. And Howard's going, oh, man. I don't know. You know, I don't remember he's raised him to, he raised him to 200 or whatever, you know. Cause anyway, and they go, but it's a book. And he goes, yeah, I know it's a book.
Yeah.
And they go, but, you know, we could use it, like, if you get this, then it makes, we went 10 for 10 on, but whatever it was for their thing.
Yeah.
So he goes, hey, there's a camp back there. And then let's go back to the camp, and you see the old guy sitting there, and he goes, hey, you want to shoot a deer? Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And he took that kid guy over, however old he was, the old guy,
mm-hmm.
and shot the buck of his lifetime.
Yeah.
You know?
That's awesome.
And that's the kind of guy he was. And then that way they won, because they get 10 for 10.
Yeah.
And Howard still burned his tag, but, you know?
Yeah.
That's just the way he was.
No, that's awesome.
You know, he believed in me, too. And there wasn't a lot of people that believed in me.
Yeah.
You know.
No, for sure.
Him and Mike, that makes two. And you guys.
Yeah.
Rudy and you. And, you know. But you guys were too young to know better.
Yeah, so. We were all suffering from the same disease, I think.
Yeah. Well, Fraser said he never felt like we do. He always felt like, you know, his time was worth something.
Mm.
Anyway, all right, well, that's enough of that. And Howard, you're gonna be missed.
Absolutely. We'll catch you on the other side.
Yeah, hopefully not for a while.
Yeah, hopefully it's
a long while.
We got a couple of days before then, but
yeah,
until the next episode, be sure to check us out wherever you're listening to podcasts: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Social media at Butchershop Taxidermy, at Ojai_Valley_Taxidermy. And yeah, we'll catch you on the next episode, guys. Thanks a lot.
And Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Hanukkah. I think it's Hanukkah.
Yeah.
And what festive, whatever it is you celebrate, we do hope you have a good one for real. All right.
Talk to you later.
Bye.